So one contemporary equivalent of the Plaza Mayor in Salamanca is the Place de la Défense in Paris, a windswept, glass-walled open space that office workers hurry through on their way from the metro to their cubicles, but otherwise spend as little time in as possible. In the early 1980s, the architect Philip Johnson tried to recreate a gracious European plaza in Pittsburgh. This is PPG Place, a half acre of open space encircled by commercial buildings made of mirrored glass. And he ornamented those buildings with metal trim and bays and Gothic turrets, which really pop on the skyline. But at ground level, the plaza feels like a black glass cage. I mean, sure, in summertime, kids are running back and forth through the fountain, and there's ice skating in the winter, but it lacks the informality of a leisurely hangout. It's just not the sort of place you really want to just hang out and chat. Public spaces thrive or fail for many different reasons. Architecture is only one, but it's an important one. Some recent plazas, like Federation Square in Melbourne, or Superkilen in Copenhagen, succeed because they combine old and new, rough and smooth, neutral and bright colors, and because they don't rely excessively on glass.